broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We await the Savior's return, ladies and gentlemen. That is a peaceful event. We follow the Prince of Peace. We reject violence. I've been talking about this violent scenario and about rhetoric leading to violence or not, etc. And I mentioned that I, Sam Bushman, will not deny the Christ, the Prince of Peace. Is that a violent statement? Or if those who would try to make me deny the Christ, would that be a violent statement or agenda? Melania Trump bids farewell to the American people. You'll be in my heart forever, she says. Melania Trump thanked everyone who has supported her, quote, Be Best campaign, as she talked about the program's legacy in a highlight clip. Very peaceful. But she got mocked. Journalists mocked Melania Trump over the legacy of her, quote, Be Best initiative, calling her delusional and more. Hello, Mrs. Birther, CNN's Ann Navarro tweeted to her millions of followers. I don't understand why you would mock Melania. What's the value for that? March for Life cancels in-person rally, denounces violence, announces they're just going to do virtual events because they want to remain peaceful. Nancy Pelosi says we should have a 9/11 commission on the Capitol, right? I agree, Nancy. And are you ready to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law all involved in violence and the destruction of property on both sides of the aisle? Are you ready to do that, Nancy? I sure pray so. Stevie Wonder uses Martin Luther King Day to urge Biden to establish a truth commission. Well, first off, shame on you, Stevie, for not standing by the principles that make America great, which is freedom of speech. And you know what? Should we shut down Martin Luther King's speech? Well, he's not even alive, but you know, do you get the point? Should we have shut it down back in the day? What about Stevie Wonder? Should we allow him to say that kind of stuff? Should we allow journalists to mock Melania, the first lady, and a lady who tried to lead with a peaceful event, with a Be Best campaign to try to promote kindness and peace and reject bullying and etc.? How about when the feds claimed that there was an assassination plot at Capitol Hill? And then they, well, now come back and say, golly, we're backing away from the claim of the assassination plot on Capitol Hill because there's no direct evidence of such intentions. Now, Reverend Michael Eric Dyson preached at the National Cathedral yesterday. And here's what he said. American national exceptionalism is really actual worship of white supremacy. Can you believe that kind of stuff, folks? Should he be allowed to say that kind of thing? I think he should. I disagree with him, but I think he should. If he wants to say that he believes that, hey, if you preach of American exceptionalism, you're preaching of white supremacy. I disagree with him. I don't think it's white supremacy at all, and I articulated last hour. It's about the principles that America has exceptionalism regarding. It's the principles that our founding fathers put in place via the supreme law of the land, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights that make America great. And if white people jettison those principles, the Ten Commandments being the starting point, then white people will be in trouble, societally speaking. And if people of other nationalities, other countries, if they embrace the principles, then they will be blessed and protected and prosper. It isn't about race or nationality or ethnic origins or any of those kind of things. I highlighted that. So I say shame on the reverend for speaking out so definitively that if I ever talk about American exceptionalism, but I'm really worshiping white supremacy, shame on you for that assertion. It isn't the truth at all. But should that good reverend be able to say that? No, I don't hate the reverend. I don't wish any ill on the reverend. I would never encourage any violence against the reverend. What I would hope to do is discuss this with the reverend I'd love a two-hour radio discussion. So, Reverend Michael Eric Dyson, if you're listening, or if you know anybody who is, or if anybody can get a hold of him, you know what? Sam Bushman would like to discuss that assertion that you made on the radio. We could have a peaceful discussion about it. You believe that American exceptionalism and the promotion thereof, the highlighting thereof, or the pointing to that, is really a worship of white supremacy, and I want to tell you that I don't think so. And I'm not here to argue or ratchet up the rhetoric. I am here to articulate why I believe it's not. And you can talk about maybe why you believe that it is. And maybe we can come to the meeting of the minds, or maybe we can influence one another. Oftentimes, if you convince a man against his opinion, that he'll leave of the same opinion still. So I'm not so sure that I can convince him, nor that he can convince me. But I do think that a kind, polite, respectful dialogue might shed some light on what we think and what our differences are and why we have them. We may never agree, but we can discuss them. We can maybe gain greater light and knowledge, each of us. And we can say, I don't agree with his view, but I at least have respect. It's a well-thought-out position, and I understand it. And just maybe, even though I don't completely agree with his point, maybe there's some things that he could recommend that we do that would further educate all of us as Americans and further unite we the people and reject maybe misunderstandings or misconceptions on both sides, right? That might have, if we do it peacefully and politely, that could occur. And if it would be a wonderful thing. All right, in Utah and at many other capitals across the country, they're very concerned that violence is going to break out at the capitals of each state. Governor Cox in the state of Utah declares state of emergency ahead of expected protests, not only over the weekend, but today and tomorrow, etc. FBI bracing for potential protests at Utah Capitol. Well, I would double down with Spencer Cox, Utah Governor Spencer Cox. I would double down with him and say, we reject violence. We pray nothing is violent. We pray that we can completely jettison violence of any kind. Right? I agree with Cox on that. If the FBI is concerned, is there credible evidence that there might be a problem at the Utah State Capitol? Well, I would encourage against those protests that could turn violent. Latter-day Saint leaders, meaning leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, condemn violence at the U.S. Capitol, as do I. Now, I representing Liberty Roundtable Live, I representing the Liberty News Radio Network, and I representing the Loving Liberty Radio Networks, agree with Latter-day Saint leaders and agree with Utah Governor Spencer Cox. We condemn violence not only at the U.S. Capitol, but anywhere. And as we face tomorrow's inauguration of Joe Biden, I don't believe it's a legitimate presidency. I do believe there's vote fraud, and I still maintain that there is. Just because you had a bunch of wackos created a violent episode at the Capitol, that doesn't change that there is or is not vote fraud, and I'm one who believes there is. Am I allowed to believe that? That doesn't mean that I'm going to stand in the way of the peaceful transfer of power, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to promote violence of any kind. In fact, I'm encouraging people to stay home because I don't want them to be caught up in a violent episode. Now, the Constitutional Sheriff's Officers Association, I should say the Constitutional Sheriff's and Peace Officers Association, created a press release. And Richard Mack is on a plane, so he couldn't be on the radio with me today to talk about it, but I want to highlight it. I want to talk about the words in it, and I want to read it to you, and then I want to endorse it wholeheartedly. Here's what it says. The CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is dedicated to finding and exhausting all peaceful means possible to restore liberty to our great country. We are asking for calm and that all Americans stay home and away from any rallies or protests on Inauguration Day. We certainly do not support any armed protests. Let us do nothing to play into their hands. Let's allow for a peaceful transfer and then be ready to create constitutional remedies at the local level. The CSPOA has always taken a non-violent approach regarding the movement for freedom, and there is no exception now that makes us consider any other alternatives. Let us be measured, careful, and patriotic. The CSPOA encourages all sheriffs, chiefs of police, and all public officials to encourage everyone within your jurisdictions to do likewise. Let's all do our part to bring peace back to the United States of America. Now, I know someone's calling and they want to get on the radio, but what they don't understand as we try to put them on the radio that I'm all by myself and there's no possible way for me to take their call and be on the air at the same time. So a break's coming up and I'll take their call. Now they just hung up on me, making my life more complicated. What they need to do is wait just a second and I can take their call. But I can't do it on the air at the same time. Now that a break's coming up, if they dial back in right this very second at 866-986-6397, that's 866-986-NEWS, then I can take their call. I'd love to hear from the people. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, 866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS. Let me quickly explain to you how it works when you're all by yourself trying to produce a radio show. I got to take the notes. I got to do all these different things. Well, I got to answer the phone. And I got to make sure that a guest is ready to go on the radio. Hey, Liberty Roundtable Live. They say, hey, I would like to go on the air. Great. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I don't need your name and where you're calling from to trace you. I just need to generally know who I'm talking to. And it's nice for the listeners to know, hey, we got a caller from Florida or a caller from Maine or Minnesota or whatever. And so it's nice that way. But I can't be on the radio myself and take the phone calls. Most people have a producer, right? And the producer takes the calls and then says, hey, Sam, you know, Larry's on the line from Alabama and he wants to talk to you or whatever, right? So what people need to do is call on the breaks at 866-986-NEWS. Or if I have another caller on and or a guest on and they're talking, then it works well because I can answer the phone quickly. I can mute myself and answer the phone and queue up the next caller pretty easily. I'm pretty talented that way. I can do a lot of things at once. What I can't do, though, is all of it at once. Anyway, I digress, but I want to read this Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association press release one more time, because I believe the phone call was a little bit interrupting of that, if you will. And I feel like the importance of what it says is so critical right now, the day before the peaceful transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Whether it's legitimate or not, ladies and gentlemen, violence will solve nothing. An attempt to disrupt that peaceful transfer of power will accomplish nothing. All right, so let's obey the law. Let's be peaceful. Here's what the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association press release that we issued yesterday, here's what it says. The CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is dedicated to finding and exhausting all peaceful means possible to restore liberty to our great country. Are we allowed to call America a great country? Is that the exceptionalism? Huh? We are asking for calm and that all Americans stay home and away from any rallies or protests on Inauguration Day. We certainly do not support any armed protests. Let us do nothing to play into their hands. Those are the people who want violence, on the right and the left. They're all wrong, folks. Let's allow for a peaceful transfer and then be ready to create constitutional remedies at the local level. Let me say that again. Let's allow for a peaceful transfer and then be ready to create constitutional remedies at a local level. The CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, has always taken a nonviolent approach regarding the movement for freedom, and there's no exception now that makes us consider any other alternatives. Let us be measured, careful, and patriotic. The CSPOA encourages all sheriffs, chiefs of police, and all public officials to encourage everyone within your jurisdictions to do likewise. That means stay home and stay away. Let's not have any violence or any. It won't help the protest at this point, folks. Peaceful assemblies are being hijacked by those who would do us harm on the right and the left, and it needs to stop. Let's all do our part to bring back peace to the United States of America. And it's signed by Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the CSPOA president. It's also signed by Officer Rick Dalton, CSPOA Vice President. Now, I didn't sign it because I'm just basically the operations manager. I mean, I could sign it as well, but you know what? We wanted the top brass to sign it, but I wholly endorse, or I wholeheartedly endorse their points and agree with them completely. So let's lay it down verbally. I completely agree. We want you to stay home and not protest. The peaceful assemblies will be hijacked by those who want to destroy us. Okay? There's a statement in this press release from we're asking for calm and that all Americans stay home and away from any rallies or protests on Inauguration Day. Why? We certainly do not support any armed protests. Let us do nothing to play to their hands, those who would try to destroy America or to get egg on our face. They're people from the right and the left who are bad guys. Let's allow for a peaceful transfer, by all means, and then let's be ready to create constitutional remedies at the local level. All right? Let us be measured, careful, and patriotic. In my opinion, wonderful words. A wonderful point. Now, I got a question for you. Are politicians on the right and on the left, whatever words you want to use, are they advocating for peaceful means as the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is? I hope so. Because I believe that's where the answers lie. We need peaceful means here, folks. We need to reject the violence. At the same time, that does not mean that I need to agree with all the wrongs that may be committed. I still think there was vote fraud. I'm not backing away from that. But that does not mean that I advocate for any violent means. I still preach American exceptionalism based on principles. All right? Even if this reverend Michael Eric Dyson preaches that, hey, you know what? If you preach American exceptionalism, that you're promoting or worshiping white supremacy. I'm not agreeing to that. Latter-day Saint leaders condemn violence at the U.S. Capitol, and I concur and go further and say we condemn violence at any event. Now, I'm sure that's what they mean as well, right? Now, listen carefully. Federal agents arrested a guy by the name of Tim Jonet. He's also nicknamed Baked Alaska. I guess they, what do? They arrested him in Texas. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Tim Jonet, better known by the moniker of Baked Alaska, I guess he was arrested for his alleged role at the U.S. Capitol. According to the Department of Justice's criminal complaint against him, he has been charged of knowingly and entering restricted buildings without lawful authority. Jonet's 33. They often describe him, they say, as a far-right activist. He gained popularity promoting Donald Trump's populist Make America Great Again movement in 2016. Now, it sounds like, okay, well, clearly we got a right-wing zealot for Trump that's unhinged. Sounds like that, right? But it isn't true, folks. Listen carefully to who this guy is, this Baked Alaska guy. All right? He's often described as a far-right activist. He gained popularity promoting Donald Trump's populist Make America Great Again movement in 2016. But listen to the next phrase, way down in the article. But before that, he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he worked at BuzzFeed creating viral videos. He also had a gig with Milo Monopoly, whatever, however you, anyway, however you say Milo's last name. And his, what they call a dangerous faggot tour. A former BuzzFeed worker told the New York Times that his politics have been guided by, quote, platform metrics. An affidavit filed by FBI Special Agent Nicole Miller said Jonet unlawfully entered the Capitol following the Save America rally on January 6th. As the leaders were in the process of certifying the elections, right? She said his videos provide evidence of his crimes. Now, I don't know this guy at all, but I know this, any guy who gets his politics from metrics, he said, let's call Trump, he'll be happy, we're fighting for Trump, da-da-da-da. This whacked out guy doesn't really follow Trump. Okay, that's the lie we're being told, folks. Quick pause.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A woman who the FBI says took a laptop belonging to Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and tried to sell it to Russians has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested on Monday. Although no laptop has been recovered, Pelosi's office said the device was only used for presentations. Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia, and scientists have warned they gotta go. The so-called cocaine hippos were illegally imported to the country by the notorious drug lord, who was killed by authorities in 1993. From his personal zoo after his death, four hippos escaped. Scientists have projected the intrusive hippo population could surge to 1,500 by 2024. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's get a coronavirus update.
California is the first state in the nation to pass 3 million coronavirus cases. Los Angeles County has been hit particularly hard with over a million cases to date. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic much like a baseball game to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I did get the sheriff with me. I guess he's available now. You there, Sheriff?
I sure am, Sam. Thanks a lot. I just got off, what was it called? Atlanta. Wake up, Atlanta.
Atlanta. I saw Atlanta, and I was thinking he was on a plane. He's not on a plane, he's on a media event, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm still here at home.
All right. And you're promoting a piece on that interview, right?
Yes.
So you're going to promote peace on this interview too, right?
Absolutely.
You're not ready to have the militia roll?
No. I'm not. I don't have any connections really with any militia groups that I'm aware of.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the press release, which I read twice on the radio already, is what we're putting out. And it says the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is dedicated to finding and exhausting all peaceful means possible to restore liberty to our great country. In my opinion, that's a huge statement, Sheriff. And what I was saying is right before the break, and we'll get back to this guy that got arrested in a second, folks. But I bring this up to say which groups on the right and the left are making such a bold statement for peace and encouraging people to do the peaceful stand down right solutions now. I don't know anybody who's standing up as boldly in a press release as we are at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Have you seen statements just as direct and clear?
No, I haven't. So I obviously wasn't plagiarizing or copying anybody else.
Amen to that. But I think this statement is really, really, really important and provides tremendous leadership. Let us be measured, careful, and patriotic, it says. Those are huge statements, Sheriff.
Yeah, and we're already getting hate mail and threats from people who believe we should be fighting.
I don't know what fighting means. I want to be
careful. I don't know
what
it means either. I said, do they want us to just start shooting everybody? Well, who do we shoot? You know, local governments or start in Washington? What do we do? I mean, it's ridiculous that anybody thinks that such a war would be, could be, legitimate or won. But look, I know that we have a right to rebel. You know it. I know it. We both admired the bravery of our founders in instigating the Revolutionary War. I'm not saying we don't. The Second Amendment is all about we maintain our right to rebel. However, what you read at the very beginning, we have a duty as Christians and as Americans to find and exhaust all peaceful means. We've already seen the last 6 months how many sheriffs have actually generated peace and stopped oppression in their counties. I mean, it's phenomenal what's going on. So let's say we can't quadruple that. We can't. Okay, let's just keep it easy. Let's double that. Let's double the sheriffs that have taken a stand, whether moderate to really big time strong, and let's double that. And let's first get focused on that there is a way to maintain peace and keep our freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, death threats coming into the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, via email and other means. Why? Because the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is dedicated to finding and exhausting all peaceful means possible to restore liberty to our great country. Now listen to these other statements, because I think they provide tremendous leadership, and we're taking the heat. Let us be measured, careful, and patriotic. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we have the right, okay, to reject government if it's evil government. But the founding fathers articulated the reasons in the Declaration of Independence and then said, but you can't throw off government for light reasons. You would say, well, these aren't light reasons, Sam. And my response would be this. Here's the next statement. Let's allow for a peaceful transfer, because you're not going to gain anything by anything else. And because it's not the right thing to do, let's allow for a peaceful transfer and then be ready to create constitutional remedies at the local level. And this is really kind of the key about exhausting all means. Americans have not exhausted, not even close, all means of peaceful solution with the checks and balances in this country. And one of the things that I've advocated for, if you believe there's vote fraud, Sheriff, I have said this. Why don't you go to your local precinct? There's 175,000 of them in America.
Yeah.
In 3,000 counties, I might add. And why don't you go to your local precinct and say, I want an honest count of the election. And I want you to be able to demonstrate to me that you've turned in an honest count. And if you have, wonderful. If you haven't, though, then we've got some things to work on locally here.
Yeah.
And you don't need to get violent. But look, that's the local, most close government to the people when it comes to the elections. Going to 9 robed judges isn't the answer. Storming the Capitol isn't the answer. You know, attacking a congressman or a senator isn't the answer. The answer is to go to your local municipality, your local precinct, and say, hey, I want accountability here. And if you don't get it, there's a lot of means you can advocate for to try to change that.
Yeah. How about telling everybody, go to your local chairman of the Republican Party. Go to your state Republican Party and ask them to help you get rid of computerized voting, or to at least verify all votes in the state by 1%. All you have to do is hand count 1% to make sure the percentages are lining up. And there is absolutely no government purpose in having computerized voting. That does not help the people. That does not help freedom. It does not enhance our liberty. All that does is make the voting counts faster for the media. But that's it. What, do you want to know? I want to know the next day or that night who's elected. But that still is just is something I can wait 2 or 3 days for. So what? And when I got interviewed by that German newspaper, I told him that we should have a way to verify computerized voting. And he said, do you know how we vote in Germany? It's paper ballots. And Sam, you can cheat on paper ballots too, because you can stuff them and still cheat, like, you know, having dead people vote and whatnot. But only if you're doing all this mail-in ballot stuff. But every ballot should have the person's name on it, and you'd be able to trace it back to that person and say, is this your vote? And that would be so simple. I've even had people in the freedom movement say, well, what if people want to remain anonymous about voting or about their vote? Well, first of all, you're not anonymous if you vote. Your name is signed there, and they can both parties can tell whether or not you voted. How you vote is a different story, and no one should be able to publish that. That'll still be against the law.
All right, is this a fair headline to say? Death threats are now leveled against the CSPOA for our peaceful, valiant stand for peace.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Okay, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is not acceptable. Right? This is serious, folks. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not for violence against Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, even the people that we completely politically disagree with, Sheriff. I'm not advocating for any violence against any of them. Now, by the way, there's a reverend by the name of Michael Eric Dyson. He just preached yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, Sheriff, at the National Cathedral. You want to know what he said?
Please.
American exceptionalism is really, actually, worship of white supremacy.
Oh, my gosh. Let me counter that for you
now,
real
before,
quick.
Before you counter it, I want to say this. I completely disagree with him. But I don't wish any harm to come to the guy. And I do stand up for his right to say that if he thinks that. I would love to discuss it with him and maybe educate him or maybe point out some different views to him peacefully. And I would hope to, over time, persuade him to believe the way I do on the matter.
Let's get him on the show.
We can try. But all I can tell you is that I'm not wishing any harm to this guy. I think he's wrong. But I not only wish no harm to the guy, but I also wish to defend his free speech. As much as I disagree, Sheriff.
Yeah, amen. Because if we don't do that, it's going to be a slippery slope, because it'll come back and happen to us too. So yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. I just, you know, didn't really do anything about it. But I went to the mall last night to pick up something for my wife. And as soon as I said, I'm not wearing a mask in there. No matter what store I go in and walking the hall, I'm not. And I'll finish that when we get back.
The good sheriff's not going to wear a mask. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen, that can get rowdy, huh? Well, let's see what happens. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, two things. Sheriff Richard Mack with me. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Peaceful press release, death threats now being leveled against the CSPOA. What a shame that is. Nevertheless, Richard Mack was talking about this exceptionalism statement. Exceptionalism is white supremacy, says a preacher at the National Cathedral yesterday. His name is Michael Eric Dyson. And he says, you know what? Talking about American exceptionalism is nothing but worship of white supremacy. The sheriff was going to go into a store yesterday, said, I'm not going to put on a mask. Sheriff?
Yeah, I was really surprised what happened. Okay, so I'm like, I go in the west door, and I've walked in about 100 feet. I've been in there about 25 seconds, and a nice-looking black gentleman, about 25 years old, is walking in front of me. He's going to the left, and I'm going straight, and I'm just getting ready to turn right. And we pass by each other. Sorry. And he's not wearing a mask. And so I point at my face, and I look up, and I give him a big thumbs up. And then I kind of just hand gesture across my face that I don't have a mask on either. Well, I kept going to the right, and unbeknownst to me, he followed me into the little boba store that I was getting some verdon at. And yeah, she loves those. Anyway, he was all smiles and is all happy. And I said, hey, you know, hey, fellow mask not wearer person, you know. And we were exchanging some pleasantries. And I said, so why not the mask? Now get this, Sam. He said, it's Martin Luther King Day. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be muzzled today. And I thought, you know what?
I have one response to him.
I said,
amen, brother.
I did. I said, I am proud of you. It's great to associate with you because that's exactly how I feel. I'm not going to be muzzled anymore, and I'm not going along with this crap. And I'm a free American just like you. And I wanted to shake his hand, and I really wish I had. And I thought he might be reluctant to shake a stranger's hand, so I didn't. But I was going to offer him some hand sanitizer right afterwards, just in case you're worried about that. Here's a hand sanitizer for you. But it was really positive. I absolutely loved it. And I almost got into the deal where, hey, look, I'm dark tan and you're dark brown. I didn't think we were supposed to be friendly with each other because I keep hearing on CNN that we're all racist and blacks hate white people for being white. But I didn't want to get into that. It was such a positive moment for me. I loved what he said. I love what he did. And I was so grateful for that just maybe 60-second exchange that I had with that great guy.
Amen to that. Now, you wanted to give a rebuttal to this Reverend.
Well, that was it.
Michael Eric Dyson.
That was really it, because I believe that my interaction with that kid was the rebuttal.
And let's be very clear. American exceptionalism allowed both of you to, one, be friends,
yeah,
and freely associate, and two, allowed you to decide with your own agency not to wear a mask. In other countries, you might be arrested and, you know, thrown in prison or whatever else. In America, this guy's saying, I'm not going to be muzzled on Martin Luther King Day, and you're basically saying the same thing. I might not want to be muzzled any other day either. But America's exceptional in that we have the ability to make choices of liberty. And I think that is the takeaway. All right. I've been talking about this gentleman here, Sheriff. This guy.
Baked his Alaska.
Name. His nickname is Baked Alaska, but his name is Tim Jonet. And I guess this guy, do you know much about this guy? He broke into the U.S. Capitol and everything else, right?
Right.
Do you know much about this guy, who he is and stuff like that?
I remember reading something about it, but I can't remember which one he is.
All right, go ahead and talk about this guy for a minute, though.
Okay, I don't remember.
All right, this guy is a very interesting character. Because he broke into the Capitol, he was involved in some criminal activity that he literally put on his own video. So it's very weird. This guy basically promoted. I don't know what you call it, violence, and he was supposedly recording what happened inside the Capitol, but yet he, on video, committed some crimes, I guess, and all this kind of stuff. And they go on and say that he was arrested and everything else about this guy. Then here's what's interesting. They say he was a right-wing Donald Trump supporter. Right-wing all the way. But when you dig down into the story, before he was a Trump supporter, he worked for BuzzFeed, a very liberal organization, releasing videos that went viral. And this guy, before he was a Trump supporter, was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Now, Sheriff, I don't mean to be rude to you, but how many Bernie Sanders-type guys are true Trump supporters? I'm not saying there's never an exception, but for the most part, that's not really the crowd we're talking about. And to say that that guy's a Trump supporter, it turns out that they interviewed people that were colleagues of his at BuzzFeed. And it turns out that what he does is he watches the stats on America and where America wants to go, and he jumps to the latest, whatever you want to call it, latest popular agenda item, so that he can kind of jump in front of the train and be part of the, you know, the solution, the idea or whatever. So because Bernie Sanders was popular, this guy jumped in front of the Bernie Sanders train and said, I'm going to lead this thing.
Yeah.
And then now he jumps in front of the Trump thing saying, I want to lead the Trump train now too. But this guy's an opportunist. This guy doesn't have a constitutional or a moral or a conservative ideology or whatever. This guy is, anyway, and so now they say this guy's a right-wing extreme Trump supporter named Baked Alaska. That's just a lie. All right, that guy was a big guy inside there committing crimes.
Are you playing a video in the background? Is that his video? Are you playing it?
I'm not playing any videos.
Oh, okay.
But what you're hearing in the background is our next caller. You want to be on the radio. You're so loud, people think you're playing a video.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should just have a camera and send
you
a video.
What you should do when you're on the radio is be quiet. But go ahead, sir. You're up. Kevin in Utah, you're up.
Yeah.
Go. Or Montana, I guess
it
is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so I'm a little worried, Sam, about these big tech companies and the CNN, the Alex, whoever it was, saying that Newsmax and all these places should be banned from Verizon Cable and all these other big cable companies. The problem is, you and I have discussed this before, when people like you and me who do podcasts are banned from Apple, somebody has got to create an RSS feed reader like Juice back in the day. How come someone hasn't worked on that? Then we can at least still get our message out and say, download Juice. And
well, so your point is that RSS feeds are very valuable to spread news, and Google pretty much shut them down in their browser because they circumvent the mainstream press control. And I think RSS is a great solution, and you're right about that. That ought to be... that ought to be the idea. Right now we're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association literally getting death threats for promoting peace during the transfer of power between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, though. And I'm more worried about that as an immediate concern.
Yeah, well, I don't, yeah, I, who knows if, I don't believe the FBI when they send out the memo that
oh, heck, no, they're lying.
Violence.
Yeah, they're lying.
although, what do you think? I would stay away from D.C. right now, just for my own security.
Yeah, so the CSPOA is saying to stay away from D.C. and to stay away from the violent threats and all that kind of stuff. And I agree with the CSPOA, but the CSPOA now for making that statement is getting death threats for the peaceful, valiant stand, right?
Yeah. Well, everyone else I've heard, Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Dan Bongino, they've all said stay away from D.C.
All right. Now, there's a guy.
I would, too.
There's another guy besides this Tim Jonet guy, Baked Alaska, that I don't believe is a real Trump supporter. But the next one that's not a real Trump supporter is John Earl Sullivan. That guy got released conditionally without bail. Did you hear that, Sheriff? Thanks.
Oh, yes, I did.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. We'll let you fly. Too much background noise, et cetera. But why on earth is this guy getting released on bail? In my opinion, ahead of the event coming up. I just don't see the advantage.
No, and I don't either. And that's suspicious. But a few of them were only charged with misdemeanors. And so there's really no need to hold somebody on a misdemeanor. And you have a right to bail out, which I'm sure he could do very easily with the amount of supporters he has.
Yeah, but hold on. When you are when you're a situation where we're blaming it all on Trump supporters, and I've just highlighted two people that aren't really genuine Trump supporters at all.
And then they're back out to do
and
everything.
And now they're back out to do whatever they want ahead of this thing?
Yeah, I know.
At some point, you go, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. And now guys like me and you and everybody else are encouraging people to stay home. Do you think that Tim Jonet, Baked Alaska, and John Earl Sullivan, are they issuing a press release for peace?
No.
No. And so what I'm saying is that this just proves how disingenuous this discussion really is, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is. And I would like to see the same thing from the Democrats and the Republicans and President Trump and, you know, everybody. Let's come together on this and let's not get an FBI who no one trusts anymore, not just me, coming out and saying there's going to be protests and violent protests in every single state, at every state capital.
Not if we have anything to do with it, there's not.
No,
but I got a question for the FBI. Are they going to investigate the death threats against us, sir? Because it isn't Trump supporters, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, well.
Or is it Trump supporters?
I don't know. Maybe they're Trump supporters that wanted him to stay in.
Well, and here's the point. We don't know and we don't care.
No,
you don't make death threats or you need to be prosecuted.
Right.
Okay? You don't commit violence and the destruction of private property or public property or you need to be prosecuted. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not. And now we go back to the famous statement Donald Trump made during the Charlottesville scenario. He said there's good guys and bad guys on both sides. And they slaughtered him for it in the media. But he couldn't be more spot on, Sheriff.
Yeah, and it's really sad that it's gone that way. But man, I'm telling you, it's got me pretty scared. Because even under Obama, it didn't get this crazy, and now they are so emboldened. But I still believe in especially the sheriffs and the counties and cities in this country. The patriots in Mojave County are trying to make it a constitutional county. First thing you got to say there, though, is aren't we already supposed to be constitutional counties? But it's a reinforcement of that, and I love what they're trying to do, and we can create pockets and we can keep working that. We owe it to each other to continue our fight peacefully.
Amen to that. I got two final headlines for you that I want to get both of them in. First one says, Parler plans to welcome all of you back soon, Joe Kovac. So I pray Parler gets back online.
Amen.
All right. Second headline that's of great concern to add fuel to the mix is this. Migrant caravan in Guatemala pushes through border from Honduras heading to the U.S. Bob Price writes the article. Swarms of illegal immigrants approaching U.S. border. What will Biden do? Our prayers are that he does what's right and we have peace. I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
God save the Republic. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. We advocate for peace despite death threats.